Charles.
Motor va venir un jour, c'est Feu Follet, mes amis. Feu Follet de leur disque nommé En couleur, mes chers, En couleur. Feu Follet avec tous les musiciens. Je ne sais pas si j'ai nommé les musiciens ou non. Magnifique. Beaucoup talenté. Christopher Stafford, Chris Segura, Anna-Laura Edmiston, Philippe Biodo, Mitchell Stafford et Joshua Caffrey sont Feu Follet pour ce disque-là. Et des gens qui ont commencé à jouer la musique. Il y en avait un, leur premier disque, il avait juste 9 ans, mes amis. Tellement de talent. Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour à tous de vous autres. On a Martha Royer avec nous. Ce matin, on va parler avec Martha plus tard. Bring the microphone un petit peu plus près.
Comme ça. Ouais. Bonjour, M. P. Comment les affaires ce matin?
Ben, ça va. Et l'automne est arrivé. Ça se fait. J'aime les fraîcheurs.
Moi aussi. J'aime les différentes couleurs dans les arbres.
Oui, si on ne voit pas tellement de couleurs, mais des fois, il y en a. Hein?
Oh, oui, dans les cipes.
Ouais.
Oui.
On va parler avec Martha sur un projet qui va arriver. Et quand, Martha?
Octobre le 17.
Le 17 de ce mois ici.
Oui, la semaine qui vient.
Ouais. On va parler avec Roy, Martha dans juste quelques minutes. Restez avec nous autres. Je veux mentionner que la table française, aujourd'hui, à 17h, ça c'est 5h de l'après-midi, se trouve au Johnston Street, Java. 3123 la rue Johnston, Lafayette. Cet après-midi, vous voulez aller les rejoindre. Et les samedis matins, ils sont au Bernard Bertrand House, 1023 le boulevard, à Rennes. Vous voulez aller les rejoindre et célébrer ensemble votre héritage en parlant français cajun, créole ou standard à tout niveau, mes amis, la table française. Allez les rejoindre, vous êtes invités. Et bonne journée à tous de vous autres. Bonne journée, ça ici, c'est Junia Hébert.
Des choses j'aurais pas dû. Aujourd'hui j'ai un cœur cassé. Je me préparais un pain à poney, échappé pour traînailler. Tout en me dit à me requitter. Aujourd'hui j'ai un délaissé.
C'est une jolie musique, la jolie musique, et c'est Junia Hébert. Junia Hébert, son premier disque, mes amis, avec des superbes musiciens. Il a fait ce CD juste dernièrement, tellement bien fait par Junia Hébert. Martha, you're here today. We have a wonderful project you've been working on for quite some time.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's been a wonderful project because I felt that it was a worthy project because we had this unique history in Rain that was not being told.
And it needs to be told because, you know, there's a great event that's been happening here in Louisiana, Le Grand Réveil.
Yes, yes.
And there's so many things that has happened yesterday with a lot of encounters throughout
wonderful.
The state. And I hope that a lot of Cajuns went out there and listened, and they may have found out something they didn't know about their culture.
Well, I believe you said it correctly because I took a part in doing a Grand Réveil at my house yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had people, my business people came to my house, and we showcased jambalaya making, music, art with quilting. And then you had people from Canada that came, and Maryland, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So they were all, you know, connecting yesterday, and I was watching all that. That is so important, what we do in this area, and to continue doing that. It's so important.
The young people need something that you say, I'm proud to be a Cajun.
Yes.
Why are you
why?
Proud to be a Cajun? Well, let me tell you
let
why.
Let me tell you my story.
So, Mervyn Conn in Rain was an outlet, a place where the local people could go and buy things that were impossible to get anyplace else.
Oh, yes.
In the state.
Oh, I mean, he was importing these old accordions. They were getting them from Germany.
Yes.
And then going to New York, and then that was shipped down to the railroad, and the store was across the street. So, I mean, he knew how to get all these unique things for us in our prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And that accordion was very unique for us.
Yeah.
And that's why the project is called Histoire de Cajun et Créole Accordion.
Okay.
Because that is the history of that at that store. And he was the forerunner of the mall. Because you could buy from chickens and eggs to a casket, if you could imagine,
yeah.
to a wedding dress.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the forerunner. So this Jewish family... came and settled right there in the middle of the prairie and created this wonderful history that all of a sudden it's like, wait, whoa, this created this. It started at Mervyn Conn's with all these old accordions, but look what we have today.
Yes.
Because of this man with this vision.
Mm-hmm. So you going to display some of these accordions?
Yes, Randy Falco is going to be the one that's going to come and talk about them at 11 o'clock. It starts at 10 at the warehouse, and that's on Louisiana Avenue. And the warehouse was also the Mervyn Conn building at one time.
11 o'clock on what day?
October the 17th in Rain.
Okay.
And we invite the people to come.
That's on a Monday or Tuesday?
That's a Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, it's Saturday. And then we're kicking it off at 10 o'clock because I wanted the people, all of the people to come. And spend the day, like a reunion,
yeah.
a gathering, because it is a gathering. And we wanted them to come and just sit down and just start from the poetry with Daryl Bork. We're very honored because he was our poet laureate.
Yeah.
And he's done these wonderful poems. And then we're going to have Mr. Randy Falco. And he's a wonderful man that loves to talk about his history and his... the wonderful gift of making an accordion of steel today. So, and then we're going to have Val and Lee. I mean, they live in Rain. They have given their time. And all of these people have given their time and to help us with this project. And so Val, I mean, I'm going to let her talk about, you know, a little bit about her jam. And then we're going to, we have the first time that we're going to do with the Rain Historical District, we're going to give a Living Legend Award to Joel Sonier at 1:30.
Wonderful.
He was born and raised in Rain.
Yeah.
I mean, he is our legend. He's our legend for our state. But Rain was where he was born and raised, and we are so proud of him. And so we're going to do that at 1:30. And then after that, we are going to have the film show.
Great. Martha Royer, an event that will take place next weekend, the 17th, at Mervyn Kahn's, and the sujet principal is the accordion.
Yes.
That's done so much to maintain our French music in Louisiana. Martha, we'll talk to you again in just a little bit. Restez avec nous autres. Il est 6h16.
Depuis je me rappelle, j'aime la musique à jazz. Mon grand-père, il jouait l'accordéon. Je l'ai jamais reconnu, mais j'avais un rêve. Je voulais jouer comme lui, si je pouvais apprendre. C'est ça j'appelle, pour un rêve. Ça a commencé des années passées. J'ai travaillé dur pour apprendre l'accordéon. Et aujourd'hui, mon rêve a venu vrai. J'ai perdu un seul, chacassé mon cœur. Mon beau frère est mort pas longtemps après. Dans février, mon père soupa passé. Mais si content, il m'avait attendu jouer. C'est ça j'appelle, cool, c'est un rêve. Ça a commencé des années passées. J'ai travaillé dur pour apprendre l'accordéon. Et aujourd'hui, mon rêve a venu vrai.
Junior Hébert, mes amis, Junior Hébert, et après Course, un rêve, Il a fait ce disque avec des superbes musiciens, avec Danny Cormier, Jason Bergeron et Jackie Caillé, et Témé Broussard et John Daly-Bert, mes amis, de la jolie, jolie musique par Junior Hébert. Il est 6h21. Martha, you have a wonderful project coming up. I know that there are many, so many families that has musicians in their families, and many own these accordions still. Many others have purchased these old accordions and had them refurbished. They are still twanking away after almost 100 years.
Yes.
And so you're going to have a display of these.
Yes, yes. Mr. Randy is going to be in charge of you know, talking about these old accordions. And he pretty much knows who has a lot of these accordions still today.
Yeah.
And we have documented, you know, a few of the accordions that we trace back to Mervyn Kahn's and the stories of Mervyn Kahn. And so, yeah, that's why this documentary is so important. It's important also in another way to honor the accordion players, the accordion makers, and the music of today.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I had not really thought about it until this was all put together in front of my face, because I don't know how to play an accordion. But we would not have what we have today.
All of these little things fit together, and the result is what we have today.
Yes.
The accordion came into being late 18th, early 19th century, and it became very popular because it was loud.
It was loud.
And people could hear it in a dance hall.
Yes.
We had fiddlers, wonderful fiddlers.
Wonderful.
But there was no way for them to amplify the fiddle. And when this accordion came into being, it just took over.
Wow. Now, it must have been, unbelievable. Yes. A loud voice.
The magic thing. My father was a teenager in those days, and he loved to dance, and he went to the dances, and he loved Joe Falcon and Amédée Ardoin. You know, this was it. They were the heroes.
Yes.
My grandfather couldn't stand the accordion. Why? Because he was of the generation of the fiddle. But
exactly.
Young people changes things.
Yes.
And we see it today in bands like Timonde.
Yes.
And in bands like Feu Follet and Bonsoir Catin and Libanois.
Yes.
They changed things.
They changed things.
The accordion changed Cajun music.
It did.
Now, the fiddle has come back very strong because now we have wonderful fiddle players. But the accordion, actually, perhaps, if somebody would want to take it up as a project to do a research, perhaps the accordion saved Cajun music because it was over the noise, over the crowd, and you could hear it.
Yes.
And before that, they had... They knew the fiddle player was there, you know, struggling away in the corner out there. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't be heard as well as that accordion.
No, that's a profound moment.
Yeah, it was. Voila.
Yes.
And
we're excited, Pete. We are really excited. We are fired up. I mean,
what you have to be.
Val, and, you know, Val and Lee always comes to our corner with, you know, whatever y'all need. And that's what's happening with this. It's connected the community, but also connected other people to come and say, oh, yes, it is important. It would not have been started without the university here.
Mm-hmm.
They came to Rain and interviewed 30 people 2 years ago that worked at Mervyn Kahn, and then it started from there. So it will not – I always praise my University of Lafayette.
Absolutely.
Definitely. We, as small communities, it's hard for us to create these documentaries. But the university saw there was a need. So Dr. Robert Carricker, oral history class, he came with his class in Rain. And, it was magic after that.
This event is next weekend.
October the 17th.
That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
And it starts at what time?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
And up till 3.
We're going to rebuttal just a little bit. You're going to give us an horaire. The schedule of what's going to happen on the 17th, starting with program 1. Et on se retournera dans juste quelques minutes Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour à tous de vous autres. Au restaurant Diaz à Timamou ce soir, Jamie Berzer et la tradition Cajun à 6h30 ce soir au restaurant Diaz à Timamou. Et samedi soir, Danny Broussard et les All-Stars sont au restaurant Diaz à Timamou. Vous voulez aller écouter et danser à leur musique. Au restaurant Randall's, Calice Saloum Lafayette, ce soir, comme tous les vendredis soirs, Jambalaya sont au restaurant Randall's. Et samedi soir, Paul Degg. Paul Degg et ses musiciens sont au restaurant Randall's, Calice Saloum Lafayette. Il est 6h26. Joël Saunier, mes amis. Un joli, joli disque par Joël, qui l'ont nommé The Legacy, mes chers. Excellente musique. Je crois gagner un Grammy pour ce disque, je ne suis pas sûr. Je crois qu'il a gagné un Grammy pour ce magnifique disque. Joël Saunier, mes amis. Bonjour à tous de vous autres, bonne journée mes amis, il est 6h31, la radio publique RVS-FM. Martha Royer est avec Valerie Benoît dans les studios, qui parle de l'histoire de l'accordéon des Cajuns créoles. Il y aura un événement de Mervyn Kahn Legacy, de l'histoire de Mervyn Kahn et l'accordéon qui a apparu en Louisiane, dans le pays des Cajuns, chez Mervyn Kahn. Et c'est là où les Cajuns pouvaient aller et acheter cet instrument. On a vu la naissance de l'accordéon en Louisiane, principalement par rapport à les efforts de Mervyn Kahn et la famille Kahn à Rain, mes amis. And Martha, you guys have worked up a program that's going to be wonderful. The 17th, Saturday, at Mervyn Kahn's, starting with Daryl Bourke at 10 a.m., is that correct?
Yes, correct, Pete. 10 a.m., we start with Daryl Bourke. His readings from his original work, Les Amis des Accordions, Acadiens et Créoles.
Okay.
And he starts that up, and then 11 o'clock, we're going to have Randy Falcon, presentation of the accordions from the Mervyn Kahn store. He's an accordion maker.
Yes.
And he has some of these old accordions, and he will be talking about how unique these old accordions were, and still is today. And then 11 o'clock, 11:30, Lee and Val is going to...
Lee and Valerie are going to be there. We're going to be there jamming. We just want to welcome all the musicians to come out and jam with us. We're going to start at 11:30. We're going to play till 1.
Wow, that's a long time, Valerie.
No, 11:30, 12:30, that's just an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
That's not long.
Okay.
Pete, you should come and bring your fiddle. We would love for you to come.
You want an audience to stay. You don't want me there squawking on that thing. But this is great. But there's another thing, Valerie. If you're an accordion player today, it to me, it would be very beneficial to go and hear what Daryl has to say and what Randy has to say about that accordion. And maybe they brought some old ones there, even though they're refurbished. Maybe you'd want to see them. The actual accordions that were purchased from Mervyn Kahn that that still play, and after all this time, with different musicians. And it's fantastic.
Yes. Fantastic. At 1:30, we are going to do something for Joël Saunier, because he was born and raised in Rain.
Yes.
And it was time for the Rain people to rise up and say, hey, you know, we need to give you an award for being such a wonderful musician.
I think so, too.
I think so. It was time. It's time. Yeah. That's right. Living award. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give him a living award.
Absolutely.
That's important.
There's so many of our great musicians that were never awarded because it was not the thing. And even today, there are some that, they're in the afternoon of their lives. And before any organization can get to them, they're gone.
They're gone.
And so it happens in every culture.
Yes.
But it's great that you're doing this for Joël. Joël is an icon today.
It's an icon.
Absolutely.
That's right. And so we invite people to come. And also Joël is going to be on our film. The film at 2:45, the Mervyn Kahn Legacy Film, Volume 2. We interviewed Joël on that film, and he talks about his Mervyn Kahn experiences as a little boy coming to shop the Christmas time when all the vitrier was all decorated, and that was magical for him.
Absolutely.
So he connects with Mervyn Kahn's. He connects to our community, so we want to honor him, and we want to really ask the people of Acadiana to support us with this.
This weekend is a great weekend with a program called Réveil, Grand Réveil. And then next weekend, you guys, more or less the same thing with finding out more about our great culture here.
I think it was a great compliment with the Grand Réveil, and because we had an event yesterday in Rain, and then next week we're going to have this history.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just complemented each other.
Great.
We keep it rolling in.
Martha Royer and Valerie Benoit with us this morning. Restez avec nous autres, mes chers. Bonne journée, mes amis. Joël Saunier, mes amis. Jolie, jolie musique. Et Joël, Martha, Joël is going to be, you're going to honor Joël.
Yes.
At this event in Rain next weekend, the 17th, for his work in promoting Cajun music.
Yes, Pete.
Okay.
We're so honored.
And it's this going to be when? At October what time?
It starts at 10
yes.
in the morning with Daryl Bork. And then we're going to have Randy Falcon. And then we're going to have Valerie Benoit with the jam.
Yes, Lee and I would like to invite all the local musicians to come out and jam with us. Just bring your instrument. We'll have some tifas there. And we'd like to jam and play a little Cajun music.
Absolutely.
We hope to see everybody.
We're not going to be playing rap. It's going to be Cajun music.
I love it. No rap. No, not today.
Not today, anyway.
And then at 1:30, we're going to honor and give the award to Joël Saunier. And then we're going to have a film that's going to be shown of the Mervin Khan legacy of the history Cajun de Creole accordion. So, in other words, it's going to be a film that's going to be produced.
Now, once again, I'd like to encourage accordion players
yes.
To go
yes.
and see this because this is the first time.
First time.
And if they're married and have kids, bring the kids.
Yes, we have barbecue for sale so we can spend the day, Pete.
Bring the kids and yeah. say, look, this is Daddy plays this accordion mm-hmm. and it started from there. You know.
I like that, Pete. Yeah, bring
and
your family.
Bring the family. See,
and also they might learn how to want to make an accordion one day.
Why not?
If you can't play either, they can't play it, you might want to make it.
Yeah.
So it's that.
So
it's that type of day. Fun day. It'll be a fun day.
Absolutely.
Bon
temps. Absolutely. Martha, Valerie, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. B. Thank you. And your listeners.
Good luck with this thing. It's going to be wonderful.
I believe
it
will.
We live in a wonderful area.
Yes.
You know, this weekend it's Festival de Musique Acadienne et Creole.
Excitant.
And there's been so many things going on about our culture. And now next weekend you're going to have this also. And you had something just a few days ago.
Yes.
And it's great. It's great to be living in Cajun land.
Oh, I love it.
Absolutely.
We are blessed.
I think you're right.
We are blessed.
Merci beaucoup,
merci
Martha
beaucoup.
Et Valerie. Merci bien.
Et tout le monde.
Merci.
Merci.
Don't
Voilà, c'est joli, c'est joli, c'est bien fait. Timonde, leur plus nouveau disque, Timonde, Yesterday's Gone. Yesterday's Gone, c'est ça la chanson, mes amis. Un joli, joli disque par Timonde, mes chers. Restez avec nous. Le rendez-vous des Cadiens au Théâtre Liberté à Yunis, tous les samedis soirs, de 6h à 7h30. Vous voulez aller? Samedi, le disque de Jack et Caillé, Ive Dugay, les cousins Cadiens, avec le maître de cérémonie, Ray Landry. Au Théâtre Liberté à Yunis, les cousins Cadiens avec Jack et Caillé et Ivy Dugas, samedi le 10. Allez, passez un bon temps. Et le bal de dimanche à Vermillonville, le bal de dimanche, samedi le 11, Johnny Saunier. Johnny Saunier et ses musiciens sont dans le Performance Center à Vermillonville, mes chers. Et vous voulez aller et écouter et danser à la musique de Johnny Saunier et ses musiciens, mes amis. Bonne journée, mes chers. Bonne journée à tous de vous autres. Restez avec nous autres. Merci bien pour votre soutien, mes chers.
Et mon cœur est froid, mais divine ma vie va continuer.
Jolie, jolie musique. Et c'est Timonde, mes amis. Timonde, bien fait par ces jeunes artistes. Leur plus nouveau disque sur le marché, mes amis. Megan Brown, Drew Simon et Kelly Jones, sa voix sont Timonde. Bonjour, mes chers. Bonne journée à tous de vous autres. Restez avec nous autres, mes amis. Festival de musique acadien et créole commence aujourd'hui. Au parc Girard, centre-ville Lafayette. This is day one. Day one of Festival de Musique Acadienne et Créole. It starts this evening. You want to go. The Acadian Connection with Terry Uvel and Jambalaya and D.L. Menard and Hurt LeBlanc from Acadie, Joël Saunier, Christine Balfour, Kevin Wimmer, and Waylon Cibodeau. That's quite a beginning. That's at 5:30. And at 7:15, Gino de la Fosse. That's this evening. And then Saturday on Saint-Malouisiane, all of these bands. There are 62 bands. 62 bands this year for Festival Acadien et Créole in Girard Park, celebrating 250 years of the anniversary of the arrival of the Acadians in Louisiana. And you want to go to this festival because it'll never happen again. 250 years anniversary, and that's this year, and you want to go. And there are many, many Acadian bands featured. Barry Onsley gave me a copy of music they collected. It's just out, Acadie à la Louisiane, Festival Acadien Créole, with some Cajuns, but Acadians that presented their music on stage for Festival Acadien Créole. And this is Hurt LeBlanc, magnificent musician. They recorded him when he presented his music in 2011, Festival de Musique Acadien et Créole. It starts today. You want to go, Michel?
J'ai visité mon pays, c'est un petit paradis, le lac Saint-Jean, la Mauricie, la Vétibi en Gaspésie. La tournée nous a conduit pour faire du Nouveau-Brunswick, le village de Saint-Antoine, c'est dans le comté de Québec. Tous les gens de ce village, tous les gens du voisinage, parcourent de tous les comtés pour chanter puis danser. C'est la fête en bassounier, du country ou dans ce carré. Une petite tune pour Frank Maillet et pour tous les Acadiens. Visiter mon pays, c'est un petit paradis, le lac Saint-Jean, la Mauricie, la Vétibi en Gaspésie. La tournée nous a conduit vers du Nouveau-Brunswick, le village de Saint-Antoine, c'est dans le comté de Québec. C'est la fête en Acadie pendant trois jours et trois nuits, on fait de ses origines au pays de la Sagouine. Chante Acadien, Acadien, on j'aime et dit tes oreilles. Espère-moi le quinquième, j'aime bien ben l'année prochaine. Tu visites mon pays, c'est un petit paradis. Le lac Saint-Jean, la Mauricie, la Vétibi en Gaspésie. La tournée nous a conduit vers du Nouveau-Brunswick. Le village de Saint-Antoine, c'est dans le comté de Québec. Le village de Saint-Antoine,
merci. Hurt LeBlanc, mes amis, Hurt LeBlanc, un Acadien qui était au Festival de musique acadienne et créole en 2011. Et si je ne suis pas en erreur, il est là encore cette année. Vous voulez aller et passer un bon temps et célébrer ensemble la culture, mes amis. Bonne journée, mes chers. Bonne journée à tous de vous autres. La radio publique et la musique jusqu'à 7 heures. Restez avec nous autres, mes amis.
Samedi, ouais, le samedi dans ma vie, le meilleur jour de ma semaine, avec la femme que moi j'aime. Rester dans le lit, mettez en aise, espérer pour le café, une bonne odeur dans l'air, venir la tasse et une petite cuillère. Rayon soleil qui Christ, dans notre lit ce matin. Pas de si, non pas d'où, que de caresse de toi-même. Ton corps au plein, aussi plein, écoulé contre le mien. Tout le samedi, le samedi, le samedi de ma semaine.
Mes chers, c'est tout le temps pour aujourd'hui. Merci bien pour d'être avec nous autres. On vous apprécie beaucoup. Demain matin, la musique Zarico avec John et MC comme tous les samedis matins. Et dimanche, la musique Cajun avec Gervis Mott et donc Jules. Jusqu'à ce temps-là, moi, Pete Bergeron, qui vous souhaite tous un bel et bon week-end, un beau festival à tous de vous et Dieu vous garde.
Tous les fois, chers, on fait l'amour dans la France différente et tout poussé ensemble.
I'm DeJama Gagne, your host, every Tuesday at 10 p.m. for Passport to Modern Jazz, here at 88.7 KRBS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I'm Poppy Tooker, host of Louisiana Eats. Each week, we'll introduce you to the amazing people who keep our food traditions alive, as well as those who make new culinary magic right here in our delicious state. Join us Saturdays at 4 and Wednesdays at 1 for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Oh, you don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds, the concept, New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and, of course, Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.